Hey there, my loves. Welcome back to your girl Kay. We're having Talks with Kay, and this is your girl Kay today. So you guys, what we're going to be having conversations and talks about will be about molestation, childhood trauma, and overcoming these childhood traumas that you are also having. Now, I myself was a victim as a child. It took me, I'll say, about 25, 26 years to free myself of that little child that was within me that been needing to be released for a very, very long time. So I was molested when I was 6 years old in Jacksonville, where my grandparents, because my father's parents, they raised me as a little girl. And my grandparents wanted me to get to know my biological mother, and she lived in Jacksonville at the time. So, hey, they sent me up there to get to know my mother. Oh, Lord, why did they do that? Worst experience ever. So by me getting up there and I'll say getting to know my mother, I barely really got to know my mother because she was more out in the streets than being at home or trying to get to know her kids. So anyways, fast forward, you guys, I was 6 years old when I was molested, right? And I didn't come clean with it till I was 14. But at the age of 7, you know, about time I came back to around my grandparents, my grandfather was pretty much trying to let my grandmother know that someone had to touch me because he was saying that I was having a discharge at the age of 7. And my grandma, she's like, oh, I don't think nobody didn't touch her. But my grandfather, he was 1,000% sure. And me as a child, I didn't say anything, but I know it was something that man did do to me in Jacksonville. I know there was something wrong. But anyways, fast forward, you guys, my grandmother didn't find out till I was 14 that I was molested and raped. And by that time, my grandfather was deceased, which he died prior that year. So yeah, it's a little crazy. So around that time, we did bring the situation to my mother. She said that I was a lying little B-I-T-C-H, you guys. And I was just a liar, and she believed nothing I had to say. Lord have mercy. How can you not believe what your child have to say? Let me, honey, if y'all ever have any children that go for sons, daughters, and they telling you that an adult is touching them inappropriately or have touched them inappropriately, you please believe them children, because some of these kids, I ain't gonna say some of them, but I don't think a child gonna sit here and lie and say, oh, this adult touched me. Like, oh, that adult touched me. But anyways, for years, I did, you know, from the age of 14, I have brought the conversation up, and I did, and mind you guys, if I described a person, how this person looked, mind you, at the time, if I can still remember what this person looked like at the age of 6 years old, and I'm 14, I'm describing this person, and she said, oh, I'm just a lying, and oh, who have I maybe talked about, oh, if I'm lying, this person supposedly may be dead. Boom. So we're going to say fast forward again. So my sperm donor, my dad, he got out when I was 18, almost going on 19 years old. We had this same runaround again, you guys. Please tell me why this lady said I was lying and this and this and this and this and this and that. So then, you guys, we're going to fast forward some more time. So we're going to fast forward this shit from all the way to 2018 when my dad got a DNA test on me to see if I was his child. Why he got a DNA test? Because my mama wasn't nothing but a goddamn hot little whore. And I'm going to tell y'all why she was a hot little whore. Now, you have, at the time, you had 3 children. All these children, and I'm the third one, you guys. So, we're going to start here. My oldest sister, right? She been sitting here lying about some dead man for my sister ain't found out her daddy was really dead. Well, she ain't found out who her biological, let me phrase that. She didn't find out who her biological father was till she was 17 years old. Okay. So all these years she growed up, she thinking that her dad was dead because my mama, dirty ass, was up here collecting a dead man's social security checks. Mind you, she been collecting these social security checks since my sister was the age of 3 years old and stopped collecting them when my sister turned 18 years old. Y'all hear me, right? You better catch up. So she been around here collecting the dead man checks. So my sister do find out who her real daddy is. She come to find out, hey, my mama ain't been nothing but being a fucking liar all her life. Boom. We finna go to my second sister, the middle sister. Hey, my mama let some lady named Miss Betty. Yeah, we saying names too a little bit. Then Sahil and then pretty much had my sister, since my sister was an infant baby herself. And you let this lady raise a child that wasn't even her son's child. So this lady growed up all the year raising my sister as well, one of my sisters, thinking my sister was her grandchild. Come to find out, my sister ain't even her damn grandchild. So, yeah, all that little dirt in this mess. Then the people that raised her, this lady, whoever the lady, Miss Betty, whatever, her churn, I don't know how many of them, but they have molested my churn, my sister, through her childhood life as well. So that's why she a little, I'll say, antisocial, don't fuck with nobody, don't deal with nobody, because, hey, she also fucked up and got some issues. So then, boom, when it come to me, my mama, and I ain't gonna lie, y'all, she told me out her own damn mouth. This ain't what I heard from somebody else's mouth. She told me out her own mouth, my dad forced a baby on her that she didn't want. She say he the one who was taking her birth control pills and popping condoms because he wanted his girl. So since he wanted his girl, hey, she was gonna give him what? That girl. And guess who the girl is? Me, baby. I'm the damn girl. And I'm the girl that, hell, neither one of them wanted. Ain't that some shit? You born in this world and neither fucking parent want you. The mama nor the motherfucking daddy. Now, ain't that some shit? And I ain't even asking me here. But anyways, you guys, so fast forward, 2018, like I was saying, we got the DNA test. He come to find out that I'm his fucking child. And things go from one thing to another thing. So now he couldn't throw up in my face that another man was supposed to be my daddy, because he done got the DNA test to come to find out, hell, you my daddy. So we ain't even had to worry about that no more. So then, you know, he done died last year, you guys, of 2022. Last year he died. But now we finna bring 2023 up now. And not too long ago, my damn mama just finally, because, you know, she always want to talk about some truths. So, you guys, we talking about some damn truths. And speaking of some truths, I'm like, so I bring up to her, well, ma'am, well, why you ain't believe when I brought it to your attention that I was molested by this person? And mind you, you guys, I went to describing this man to her, right? I'm describing this man to you, and you throw out your mouth, it's Everett White, brother. Okay, who the hell is Everett White, and who the hell is his brother? So you telling me all these years you really knew who I was talking about, but then you talking about I was lying. Oh, y'all, this is the worst part. If I'm on the phone crying, and I'm, you know, crying, and I'm hurt, why would you come out your mouth and say, you know what, I don't have time for this, and hang up in my damn face? Yeah, y'all, the bitch hung up in my face. Like, what kind of parent is that? Like, what kind of person are you to hang up in somebody's face? They crying, and they telling you what they got going on, and they trying to figure and fix their life. Because the reason how the conversation came up about you guys, because I was explaining to her, letting her know how I haven't had healthy relationships with certain people in my life, or people in general, and why I can't have healthy relationships with people, and why, you know, I pretty much stay to myself. I let her know because I had abandonment issues. And I let her know that, mom, I have abandonment issues, and this is the reason why, da 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 da. And I'm explaining, because, you know, sometimes it be a while before we can actually tell another person or admit what's really wrong with us or why we are the way we are. So I admitted to her why I was the way I am and why I am the way I am now. So she's like, yeah, I understand, because I'm like that too. And then she go to telling me, you know, from her childhood life, you know, that she was abandoned and she was betrayed. So by me listening to you and you tell me how you was abandoned, betrayed, so that make you abandon and betray your own fucking children. So that's why you abandon your children and betray them. That's why you would sit here and talk about one of your girls to the next daughter. Like, that's why you be talking about all of us to one another. See, I don't give a damn if she talking about me to and one of my sisters, because, baby, not now one of them got a damn thing on me, baby, because I'm the hottest thing going. So to be honest with you, I don't give a damn about if they talking about me, because see, one thing about me, I admit my wrongs, my rights, and I take full accountable for anything that goes on in my life. I ain't blaming nobody, but hey, if I think it was an issue from my prior life of why I had an issue now or anything, I don't mind addressing it. So you guys, the conversation really was brought up because I was trying to address, truths to my mom. But hey, me expressing them truths went completely left. She hung up in my face. So she let me know how she feel. You know what I'm saying? I ain't call her back. I ain't text her back. All she did after she hung up, you know what I did, you guys? I just deleted her number and I fucking blocked her. Like, you know what, bitch? You know, I see what type of time you on. But it's like, when she told me what she said, like, oh, it's such and such brother, and you knew what I was talking about from all these years ago, from like 26 some years ago or whatever the fuck ever you many years ago, you knew what I was talking about. It's like, baby, that child that was in me crying for help all these years, like, baby, she just flew. It's like the heavy weight that was on me, baby. It's like it just picked up and just left. Some shit that I can't even explain, you guys. Like, it just left. You know what I'm saying? And if you ask me, I needed that. I needed that release. I needed that off me. I just needed that because now I know that I'm ready for the next level of my life. Now I know that my mother, who I thought that could go with me to the next level of life, now I see why she could never make it to me to the next level of life, because at the end of the day, it was still some dirty laundry in her closet that the universe been trying to expose. And this whole time, like, you know how sometimes they be saying you're sleeping with the enemy, but hell, sometimes you still be surrounded by the enemies and you don't be knowing who them enemies is. But baby, me come to find out, I was trying to build a healthy relationship with my mom, and the whole time she ain't been nothing but the whole time enemy. Now, the difference between her and my daddy, see him, at least I know he was an enemy. He let me know from the beginning he was an enemy. You know, he ain't hide it. He ain't try to sugarcoat it. He ain't try to be fake about it. He let me know if he ain't like my ass, he ain't like my ass, and he wasn't trying to fix it. My mama, she knows she ain't like my ass, but then you try to pretend to fix it, and then you still low-key don't like my ass. See, that's something I can't trust right now. You don't like me, but then you trying to like me, but then you really still don't like me. That's some shit I still can't get, and I don't even want to get, because see, that's some other type of mess. More of the story, you guys. I learned a lot with this, and I just know I can't fuck with her no more. I can't talk to her no more. I can't deal with her no more, because my mama done let me know, baby, how she rolling and how the hell she rocking. And I ain't rocking and rolling how she rocking, nor am I rolling like that. But you guys, it does bother me and it does hurt to know that a mother wouldn't believe her child. Or I'll say, I wouldn't even say she didn't believe me. I'll say she knew about it, but then she didn't want to accept it. Or whatever that is. But I'm just not on that type of time. Thank you guys so much for listening. That's pretty much all I had to get off my chest for right now. But you guys, yes, I overcame it, and I feel good. Like, I love my life. It's, you know, I'm kids free, I'm drama free, now I'm fully childhood trauma free. Hell, I feel great, and I ain't gonna lie, like, it's the best feeling in the world. It feel like, baby, I can fly right goddamn now. No one ain't got no wings, but baby, you can't tell me I can't damn fly. That's how I'm feeling. But pretty much that's all, you guys. I'm really sorry if anybody has ever had these issues or problems, but I'm gonna tell you, baby, it was never your fault, and you ain't never make no man want you, because you can't make a grown man want a six-year-old when you don't even know anything about sex. And that's, let me finish and tell y'all this. You know, she throwed up and said, oh, I was so hot and so grown. And I was like, well, lady, you tell me you couldn't think of why I end up popping up hot and grown? Because somebody exposed a six-year-old to sex. That's what made me want to be hot and grown. And you know, you guys, I started my menstrual age at the age of 9. I was in the fourth grade. The only elementary kid at elementary that had a period. I was the only one end up bleeding. Ain't that some shit? Look here, man. Some of these women don't deserve to be no damn parents. I don't give a damn what nobody's saying. Just because you laid down and maybe, baby, don't mean you deserve me. Because she damn sure don't deserve me. She didn't deserve me. And maybe that's why the good Lord ain't never let me stay around, because he already knows she wasn't right. I ain't mad at that, though. You guys, so Thank you guys so much for listening with the Talks with Kay. You guys, I have so much more to say, and we can definitely have so many, many great conversations. But today, we're going to start it off with just that little bit, you guys, just to give you guys a little preview of overcoming some situations. And some of y'all deadbeat ass mamas, y'all need some help. Because I'm telling you, the next one of y'all who don't believe your children, bitch, I'm coming and whooping your ass for self. Like my granddaddy used to do, make us go outside and get a switch and tear our ass up. Baby, I'm going to get your ass toe up. And mind you, y'all, I only got two ass whoopings in my entire life. So that should tell you, I ain't get that many ass whoopings. Because I'm telling you, my grandparents, one of them was from a plantation and one of them used to work out there in the field. So you know they ass came from a whole different type of struggle. So they didn't even play that shit. You feel what I'm saying? I got them throwback grandparents, baby. One from Georgia and one from Alabama. And you hear what I'm saying? One from off the plantation and one where he used to work in the field. Letting your ass know, baby, they know a real ass whippings really is. So I'm telling you, baby, from experience, I don't want them. I done had it. That's the one I ever had, two. And that's all they needed to do, them little two. But all right, my loves, y'all have a great day, great night. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you again. That's all I got to say. Mwah, you guys.